Hello everyone and welcome to today's episode. Today we will be meeting Olle Bergdahl, the Program Director of IoT Sweden. And we will going to introduce everyone to IoT Sweden, the strategic innovation program focused on IoT. Welcome, Olle. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you very much, and I'm very happy to be here. So my name is Olle Bergdahl, and I am the program director for the strategic innovation program, IoT Sweden. And I can give you just a short introduction of what I'm doing. I've been on IoT Sweden, working for IoT Sweden for the past 4 years. I started as responsible for the innovation projects, the portfolio, and since January 2022, I have the role as the program director. And I have a technical background from the Royal Institute of Technology, so I hold a Master of Science in Engineering with degree subjects in Information and Communication Technology. And I've been working in the Swedish industry and also public sector with the change management, innovation, digitalization. And I'm always been very curious on and keen on how new key enabling technologies can shape our future, changing, creating new values, impact in society in our everyday lives. So that's pretty much it.
So we have a couple of questions to you, obviously, not that we have a chance to interview you in this studio. To start with, I would like to understand more about this strategic innovation program concept. Could you just explain to us and the listeners what is a strategic innovation program and how have they come to be created?
The strategic innovation programs are a jointly founded program with three agencies. It's Vinnova, the Swedish Innovation Agency, and the Swedish Energy Agency, Energimyndigheten, and Formas. And the Formas is the Swedish Research Council for Sustainable Development. They have jointly founded 17 ongoing programs. And there are some characteristics describing the strategic innovation programs. The common ground is that all the programs are working with innovative solutions for sustainable development and great societal challenges, but also all programs are working very intense to strengthen the Swedish competitiveness internationally. So that's the common ground. Also, one characteristic is that all programs are stakeholder driven. So we are talking about the stakeholder-driven innovation. That means that all programs are governed by a steering committee consisting of stakeholders that are very actively driving change in all thematic areas and all the innovation areas that these 17 projects currently working on.
Let's jump into how did IoT Sweden come to be then? How did it begin?
Yeah, it's a long story, to be honest, but I will just give you some brief details about how the program was founded. This was some 10 years ago or even before that, Internet of Things emerged like a key enabling technology as a development of the existing internet as we know it. And it emerged as a very interesting area with a lot of innovation potential. And this was spotted by key stakeholders such as Ericsson in Sweden, and also by several researchers, as research normally are in the forefront of innovation and development in that sense, and that accounts for technology as well, of course. So there were some stakeholders in different organizations and also early adopters people with very encouraged to do something and want to explore the innovation potential in this area. So what happened, they jointly came together and searched for writing an innovation agenda for the area Internet of Things. Internet of Things wasn't the only agenda that was written. Agendas in different innovation areas were founded to describing the innovation potential, the pathway, what could be developed in this area and so forth. As for Internet of Things, these agendas were later used to search or apply for establishing an innovation strategic innovation program. The stakeholders around the agenda came together and they really wanted to establish a apply for founding a strategic innovation program. And Uppsala University was the coordinating part in this project. And there is a long tradition at Uppsala University within the areas of distributed computer systems, sensoring technology, and technologies that in different aspects relating to Internet of Things. So it was kind of natural that Uppsala University took this, what can I say, coordinating part in this. But it was a joint initiative with the stakeholders that before had written this innovation agenda. And from the very beginning, it was a heavy focus on the technology itself. The technology, Internet of Things, was really a new concept, and there wasn't so many use cases and not so many good examples of what this technology could be used for. That is kind of typical, I would say, for development phase or innovation phase when it comes to new technology, that it starts with this really hype around the technology. And later on, it will be more examples will show what we can use this technology for, what value that can be added by using this technology. But from the very beginning, kind of large technology focus, I would say.
Very interesting. And can you tell us a little bit what changed? I mean, when did it start and what are we now focusing on?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And some 7 years ago, the program did a strategic work focusing on shifting focus on not only focusing like innovative Internet of Things solutions, but rather focusing on public sector, municipalities' use of technology for societal challenges. So the focus, there were a strategic decision that IoT Sweden should focus on IoT for public sector. And public sector in general, but more specific municipalities, cities, like smart city solutions, but also solutions for healthcare and other areas, challenges and needs for city and citizens.
So the focus of the program clearly shifted from the technology side to more what is the technology used for, and specifically in the public sector.
Definitely so, very much so. And we also saw that there were some heavy needs in public sector to work even more, driving the organizations to be more data-driven, working with like data-driven innovation. And the Internet of Things boils down pretty much to handling data in a strategic way.
What are the biggest challenges in terms of implementing IoT in public sector?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I would say there are multiple layers of challenges, but the key challenges are concerning definitely procurement, but also competence. How should you work with data as a strategic resource in the organizations, and how can you reskill your staff, training them using IoT solutions in a more strategic way. But there are also challenges concerning leadership and decision making, challenges concerning technology aspects as like interoperability, how different solutions can work in a more common way, and also enabling reuse of already existing infrastructure in a better way.
So what does the Strategic Innovation Program IoT Sweden do to solve these societal challenges that the public sector is facing?
Yeah, we're doing several things, but our core business is funding innovative IoT innovation projects and also supporting the ongoing projects. But we are also working heavily on sharing experiences and knowledge throughout the IoT community and throughout the ecosystem. And we believe very much two things. First, in our innovation projects, focusing a lot about learning by doing approach, enabling municipalities and cities working with IoT solutions and exploring the benefits and learning by doing in a collaborative manner. And also we're working very heavily on learning by sharing. And our IoT forum is our platform for enabling exchange of knowledge, experiences, and use cases and best practice among the IoT community.
So what is a typical project that you have previously seen created with the funding that the program provides?
Yeah, we have many different themes, different categories and application areas during the years. Many projects are related to what you probably could summarize as like smart city projects. And by smart city projects, I mean projects relating to smart buildings, mobility. It could be related to environmental monitoring, air and water quality, for example. But we have also many successful projects within areas like e-health, welfare system, individual projects, like very, very innovative projects for IoT in schools, for example, and also IoT for a more sustainable lifestyle. So it's a really broad range of projects, different themes and categories.
And do you set the themes from the program, or is this coming from the stakeholders that are applying for the funding?
The themes are decided by our board, and they vary every year. We decide on different themes and also different concept in type of projects that could be very beneficial for this development. And then I can say something, we have shifted a little bit focus when we started with our strategic focus area on public sector. We started off with so-called IoT hubs. And an IoT hub is like a long, it was like a 3-year or almost 4-year old projects. And the IoT hub were gathered around different themes, different topics. It could be IoT solutions for the smart city. It could be IoT solution concerning air and water. It could be IoT hub for school. It could be IoT hub for accessibility, IoT hub for logistics, and so on. And now we have more focused on financing or innovation concept with more of a, you could say it's more a staged application concept, starting off with like feasibility studies. Small prototype projects, proof of concept, etc. Then we have our next category, and that is like prototyping projects. And a prototyping project is like a use case. Maybe a city has decided that we want to work heavily on solving this great challenge or this problem area. It could be related to pretty much everything that is relevant for a municipality. And then we have our last category, and that is our like implementation projects, and that is more larger projects. We are talking about like IoT scalable IoT solutions, large scale testing of IoT solutions, and so on. So yeah, we provide kind of a broad range, I would say, of different product types and themes.
So what kind of results do you expect coming out of these projects? There's different types of categories of projects, as you say, but what kind of typical results can you expect?
You can expect really a broad range of different results. Experiences are, I would say, expected to see, and that's very close to the learning by doing approach. But also broader network. In all these projects, actors and stakeholders that are not, maybe they are not used to work and they maybe meet for the first time. So expanding and enabling, creating new strong networks for co-creation is a really great result. And then you, of course, have the IoT solutions itself. I mean, if you can solve a problem in Gothenburg and be very successful, the know-how and the technical solution itself could be packaged and it also could have great commercial potential and also be spread to other cities in Sweden, but elsewhere as well. We have seen some great results also reaching the global market as well.
How much funding has the program provided up until now?
Up till now, we have funded nearly 20 million euros in total of over 100 innovation projects, and in our innovation portfolio we have 35 ongoing projects. If you want to learn more about the projects, we have collected all of the projects that are both the ones that are ended but also the ongoing ones in our project database. So if you browse to IoT Sweden's webpage, you will find all projects, and you can also filter if you are interested in any specific subjects or themes. I would say it's really easy to sort it out and learn more about what has been done. And I really also want to stress out, and I'm very proud of the broad range of, I would say, successful projects and good examples of how IoT could be used in public sector. So we're very proud of of having this database showing the broad range of all possibilities that this technology can bring. But also I'm very proud of that we are a very good geographical range in Sweden. We have projects from all over Sweden, from South Sweden to up in the north, that when we are focusing in the northern Sweden, Arctic IoT, and how these kind of solutions can work in really harsh environments.
And what are your thoughts on the future of the program?
We still have some 3 years left in IoT Sweden in the program, and we will reach working heavily on like the transition, what will happen after the program is ended. And for sure, the technology aspect is the technology development and innovation will, of course, continue. And I see from a technology perspective, I see that there are so many key enabling technologies that emerge, and we see a fusion maybe of artificial intelligence and Internet of Things, that these key enabling technologies are more connected. And we also have the area of like blockchain, digital twin, edge computing and such. And I think that the Swedish innovation and research agenda will focus on impact innovation. And impact innovation is the next generation strategic innovation programs. And impact innovation will have a mission-oriented innovation approach and working with really systematic transformation and societal change through transformation. And mission-oriented innovation will gather larger consortiums and working with really, really big challenges. And I think that the IoT will play an important role in all in next coming innovation programs, in that sense that data will be needed to understand that all actions that we are taking and all initiatives that are being driven, that they are leading to the right results. And data is needed to understand and driving this change. So the relevance for Internet of Things will not be less, it will be more, and it will for sure have a great impact in the next generation of innovation programs, but also in the digital agendas in municipalities as well.
What are the key drivers for a municipality or a region to work with IoT?
IoT can bring value in so many ways. IoT solutions could be used for increasing value and quality. It could be used for reducing costs and increasing efficiency, if you want to say that, put it that way. But it could also be used for public engagement. IoT solutions could really be used for creating individual solutions and providing welfare services in completely new ways.
Could you give us an example of a welfare service using IoT?
Well, there are so many, but IoT solutions deployed in our homes, in homes for elderly people, detecting if you fall, for example. So IoT solutions used for our safety are really good examples of the technology being used.
So if you had a chance to reach out directly to our audience with a call to action, what would you tell them?
I would encourage each and everyone to browse our project database, exploring all good examples of innovative IoT solutions for public sector. That's a very good start. IoT Sweden is an open program, and we want to continue this development. You are more than welcome to reach out and connect. And if you have any ideas on themes and topics for our IoT forum, that we could maybe focus on different areas, different aspects. It could be cybersecurity, it could be procurement, it could be internationalization, it could be IoT used in different application areas, such as aspects of smart cities, welfare technology, e-health, or any area of your specific interest. Please reach out and connect, and we can explore different opportunities within the concept of IoT Forum to sharing knowledge, sharing experiences, and also sharing existing solutions that could be applied in new ways.
Well, thank you so much. And with that, we end this program.
Thank you.